Welcome back to The Stars Made Me Do It. You've got Sierra and Mimi here.
Hello.
We are here with another Venus episode. We're here for Aries Venus. It's the start of the astrological new year. It's Aries season.
Oh, yes.
And we have our Aries host here. We are like
ooh,
on fire.
Hype me up. Hell yeah. Wait, it just kept building and building, and then it built onto me, the Aries.
Wait, you know that meme where it shows the guy and then the guy with his eyes open and then yes. They're like lit up like that? That was it. I was just Aries Venus, Aries season, Aries host. Here we go.
It's me, even though I don't have my Venus in Aries. But I'm excited. I love this new year feel with Aries season because Pisces is so flowy and surrendered and like universal energy. And then Aries is like bringing it all back to yourself. It's so focused on the individual.
Yeah. And I also will say that just like all of our other Venus episodes, we say Venus in Aries or Venus in the first house because mm-hmm. those themes are similar as well.
Yeah.
But before we get into it, don't forget to check us out over on Instagram at The Stars Made Me Podcast. That is where you can find all of our posts and interact with us the most easily. But the best way that you can get in touch with us if you'd like to is over on Patreon, patreon.com/The Stars Made Me Do It. We have an amazing community over there. We have three tiers. The lowest is $3 a month. The highest is $9 a month. We have a second podcast over there where we talk about the transits of the week. It's very timely. We're talking about what's happening right now. And then we have a Discord, which is available to all of the tiers. And we have an amazing astrological community where we're chatting all the time. And it's a good time. So don't forget there's a free trial option if you'd like to test it out. And yeah, check us out over there, patreon.com/stars made me do it.
And back to your regularly programmed regularly scheduled programming. I knew, that's a set of words that I know I say wrong every time. So I knew what I was doing when I went into it.
You knew what that result was not going to be.
I knew what I was going to do wrong. Anyway, we're going to talk about Venus and Aries. We will at the end have some data from the questionnaire. If you haven't put in your information to this Venus questionnaire and your Venus is in Taurus, Gemini, or Cancer, go do it. It's not too late. We can collect your information. It's fun to have like a little bit of real info from our listeners who have Venus placements and bringing that into some of our discussions from the Venus episode. So we're going to get into, you know, a little recap of Venus. Venus is the ruler of our values. It's our sense of self-worth or just what we find worthy in general. Definitely is an indicator of our relationships, what we seek in relationships, what we attract in relationships, how we manage our finances, and also Venus being the planet of harmony and balance. It's how we seek inner balance. It's how we feel like there are no waves being rocked.
It's also so associated with creativity. It's how mm-hmm. we're creatively expressing ourselves, how we're giving and receiving love. And yeah, Venus for values.
Yeah, it's so aesthetic too. You're right. Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, and then recap for Aries. It's a fire sign. It's the first sign of the astrological year. So it is a cardinal sign. It's starting off spring, and it is that external energy. So very fiery, very go for it. And remember that we have in our Back to Basics episodes the, you know, further description, a lot more details about each of the signs and their archetypes. So feel free to go listen to that if you want some more info just on Aries itself.
Yeah, Aries is so bold. It's so bold and daring and courageous. It's this first moment where plants peek their head out of the soil to declare that it's springtime.
Yeah, it's also like the moment that is just declared that it's springtime, mm-hmm. you know, because I also think that we do see the plants peeking out, but there's something about that, wait, I'm here, like that first kind of, you know, warm breeze that you get, or the sun feels a little stronger. There's something to Aries where, you know, it's noticeable.
There's so much potential in the air. There's like, wow, we're starting Absolutely. A new year.
Yeah, it is. We think of the beginning of the year as the new year, you know, the beginning of the calendar year, but this is the beginning of the astrological year, and this is the first sign, and so everything is new and everything is bold, like you said, and everything is fiery and go for it. It's warrior energy. And yeah. So we're bringing all of that warrior, fiery, go-getter energy, which is also very focused on the self, mm-hmm. into, you know, the realm of Venus, which, like Mimi said, is all about those values and relationships and that inner peace. And so it's a very interesting, you know, combination of energies to have Venus in Aries.
Yeah, I mean, it's in detriment, right? Like, we know that Venus is a ruler of Libra, so it's always going to be in detriment. I mean, and also Taurus. We know it's going to be in detriment to those opposite signs, both Aries and Scorpio. So I'm sure we're going to get into that a little bit more. I just wanted to say that ever since I became an astrologer, the new year that we all agree on is January 1st, like the new calendar year, just is not as much of a big deal as it used to be, because now I'm like, this is nothing. Wait for Ostara. Like, wait for Aries season. That's when yes. I really feel the new year.
Yeah. And it's almost like we got a quarter of the year to like amp ourselves up for when it really mm-hmm. starts.
Yeah. Like, okay, sure. Make your goals. But Aries season is when we're really taking action and being bold and being brave to achieve your goals. Aries is such an ambitious and determined sign, even though it is cardinal, which can mean that it's not always a finisher, it's a starter. It has so much passion behind the projects that it starts. And if it is, you know, paired in like a natal chart with something fixed and also something mutable, like this is someone who is willing to go the distance for their projects, for their goals, as long as they're really passionate about them. Because Aries is one of those signs similar to Gemini where it also gets quite bored. And so with a Venus in Aries, I feel like you always have to keep them stimulated, keep them interested, keep them on their toes, because as soon as they lose that passion or excitement or interest, they're going to get stimulated elsewhere.
You know, it's so interesting because I normally read my chart using the Placidus system, and Mimi uses most often whole sign. Mm-hmm. And we have an episode on that too, if you'd like to know the difference. But in Placidus, my Venus is in the 12th house. And so when we talked about Venus in Pisces, I was really relating to a lot of those things. But in whole sign, my Venus is in the first house, and, you know, Sagittarius Venus in the first house. So like, that's fire on fire. And when I was reading through some of these things, I still think I relate more to Venus in the 12th, but it was very interesting, almost like a little self-critique of like, oh, is that a tendency that I have with this, you know, Venus, because Venus in Pisces is exalted and Venus in Aries is in detriment. And so mm-hmm. it was just interesting to compare those two energies, like, you know, from a personal experience.
Yeah, for sure. Venus in Aries is also someone who is fiercely independent and values themselves. And Venus being in Aries and being in detriment in Aries is, you know, Venus wants to connect. It wants to bring people into its life. Like, it wants to have relationships. It wants to feel like it's part of something. And when you're met with an Aries placement, you want to be a nomad in a way. You want to have this independence, and yeah, there's a drive to connect, but then there's a drive to move on and not feel tethered to that connection. And I think that's where that detriment really shows up, because Venus wants to have tethered, you know, like being a ruler of Libra and Taurus. Libra is the sign of relationships, connections to others, and Taurus is a sign that likes to stay still and chill and find, you know, contentedness in the present moment. And so this Venus being met with very different Aries energy, this is, you know, someone who is a little restless and always seeking something.
Yeah, there's something about, I like how you brought the, you know, comparison actually to Gemini, which I never would have kind of thought before, but with the restlessness, I can definitely see Venus and Aries people like needing that stimulation, whereas Gemini placements need it more in a mental way. Mm-hmm. You know, like this is, Aries is all about the body and just, you know, constantly do like some sort of movement, some sort of, you know, like physical connection to somebody, some physical stimulation in some way. And I can definitely, especially, you know, that being connected to your values, Venus being connected to your values, that and your relationship, that would be somebody who needs to be maybe, you know, moving with their partner, needing to, you know, being like maybe very intimate with their partner, like regularly, because they need that stimulation when it comes to the body. And also just needing to always have something going on because Aries is not a fan of boredom. You know? Aries is, and it wants it, like we always say, it wants it done yesterday.
Yeah.
It wants it already there. And so I can see this Venus in Aries too, like setting their sights on something. They're the warrior energy. And like, why haven't you asked me out yet? You know, because there's just such a
although a Venus in Aries is the one who's making the first move. Like, there's no question of like, why haven't you asked me out yet? Because it's like, oh, I'm asking you out. I met you 2 seconds ago. Let's go on a date.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Or it's the opposite where it's like, oh, I don't need a partner. I'm good on my own. You know, valuing that independence, valuing that sense of identity that's so strong with Aries of knowing who you are or of always seeking who you are or trying to prove who you are. If you haven't found that like sense of security within yourself, there is an element to Aries that's always trying to prove itself to others when actually it just needs that validation within itself. Not speaking from personal experience.
You've got Aries Sun and Mercury to
to corroborate.
Bring perspective. Exactly.
There's so much more to talk about with Venus and Aries. Like their aesthetic, I feel like they're so bold and daring. I mean, those are such key words for Aries, but they're so like, I feel like their fashion sense is an indicator of who they are on the inside. Like there's almost that element of showing who they are as a way to prove who they are, as a way to prove their strength and their passion. And also going back to what you said about having a physical connection with a partner, I think also, even though Aries does rule the physical body and like physicality, it also rules like the spark. It rules inspiration. It rules that like first glimmer of an idea that gets them so excited and inspired and gets them moving. It puts a fire under other people's booties. So like Venus and Aries really values in a relationship someone who fuels that spark, or someone who actually is able to create something of more substance in that spark of an idea. Like Aries wants to just list off a bunch of new inventions that they have, and then to have like maybe an Aquarius as Aquarius is in a sextile to Aries, so we know that they're really compatible with each other in a quote-unquote compatibility astrology. And Aquarius provides that airiness, which is down to talk ideas, and then also the fixedness, which is down to like execute an idea too.
Yeah. I can see in an aesthetics and in a value way of just very much like the word capable comes to mind because, you know, like Aries doesn't, I don't want to say that Aries doesn't need anybody because that's not the whole idea of what I'm going for, but Aries is very capable solo. That is something that Aries is very good at, is, you know, being themselves and achieving what they want to achieve and going for what they want to go for and just forging a path ahead. They're the warrior. Like there's such a capability. Mm-hmm. And so I think valuing somebody else who's also capable, because Aries is going to be focusing on themselves. And not, I mean, of course, there's so many other placements that come into play. That's not to say that it, you know, you have this placement, it's selfish. It's more that Aries is very aware of what they value and what they want. And so having, you know, in relationships, whether it be romantic, whether it be friendships, you know, relationships that they value, I would think that they would really value somebody who, you know, is capable as
can,
well.
Like, take care because of themselves.
That they're able to take care of themselves and that they're not counting on the Aries Venus to, you know, take care of themselves or maybe even just validate them in that way. Like there's some a mutual capability I think would be very valued if you are an Aries Venus.
Totally. But I also think on the other side, depending on how secure this Venus in Aries is, because it's in detriment, this is a journey to like come to terms with or maybe even a challenge to overcome. But being threatened by somebody who is just as capable of you as you, you know, that Aries challenge of, wait, I want to be the best at something. And then having a partner who's also like, oh, but I'm the best at this, so I don't need you. Aries wants to be needed, but Aries doesn't want to feel clinged to. Like Aries wants to be worshipped. This is something that I always think about with my Aries placements and my partner's Virgo moon is, even though those two signs are so not compatible when we look at like quote unquote compatibility, they complement each other in that Aries wants to be worshipped and Virgo wants to feel of service. And so my partner who gives love through acts of service makes me feel like, wow, he's doing all these things for me because I'm worthy of being, you know, given these acts of service. And there's sort of this sense of, I don't know, like a sense of, gosh, I don't want to come off as like, whatever way, but there's just sort of this sense of commitment and duty to this Venus and Aries partner who does want to feel like they're the one on top. Like they're a very competitive sign. And so to have a partner who is not as competitive, but maybe understands that the true competition is with themselves. The Venus and Aries competition is always with yourself, not with the person that you choose to spend your time with. And to, if you are a partner of someone with Venus and Aries, to instead of try to put yourself in that competition, to, you know, display it as a competition with themselves, it might, you know, release some tension there if your partner is a little threatened by your capability.
I also could see this very much, you know, maybe not in a long lasting situation, but I could totally see like enemies to lovers vibes.
Oh, yeah.
With Aries Venus, you know, where it's like, this is a challenge. You piss me off. I'm fighting with you. This is really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, that goes to also like Aries is very quick to anger and Venus does not want any sort of rocking the boat, doesn't want any sort of confrontation, anger, any of these like feelings that harbor like in like intensity or any sort of buzz in the body. And Aries is all about intensity and buzz in the physical body. So, you know, I think this placement would really benefit from any sort of outlet for anger. If you have like a coping strategy when it comes to, oh, hey, I'm angry right now and I know it's only going to last a minute because Aries anger fizzles out. Never take it too personally. If it lasts longer than 10 minutes, then you can take it personally.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would also be really interesting to look at, you know, if this is you, to look at your Mars sign, because since Aries is one of, you know, the rulers of Mars, then you can see what flavor, you know, that's being brought to that Venus and Aries, which would be, you know, interesting because in relationships, we really do look at, you know, both Venus and Mars there. And this being such a Mars heavy placement already, that'd be something very interesting to see what flavor you get.
Yeah, because like say your Venus is in Aries, but then your Mars is in Capricorn. It's like, yeah, you are going to be fiercely independent and you do need to be the one in charge. There's like that double duty of being the cardinal one, of being the one who's in control. But then if your Venus is in Aries and your Mars is in Libra, there's an opposition. There is a devotion to your relationships that maybe a Venus in Aries doesn't innately have.
Yeah. And all Aries placements to me just come off super like there is a warrior vibe. And I feel like since Venus is so connected to the aesthetics, which we also link very often to our rising sign too, like the vibe that we first show up as. But I could definitely see, you know, that capable energy, but the way in which they're presenting themselves, the way in which they're aesthetically showing up to the world being, I would think, you know, in a way practical, but not in a Capricorn way, but like a warrior is not going to be, you know, having just it makes me think of The Incredibles, like having the cape could get stuck in the, you know, whatever turbo fans of the jet, like we want to make sure that we can be the most capable warrior. So I think that there's, you know, a fierceness, I think is what I'm trying to go for behind the way they show up.
Yeah. And I think with like this, the idea of efficiency, we usually put to more like earthy signs, especially like Capricorn, but Aries likes to be efficient. It is a very direct sign. And so Venus and Aries, if there's an issue in the relationship, they're going to confront it. They want to get to the most, they want to take the quickest route to the solution or to expression rather than like being passive aggressive or letting it lie for a while. Like Venus and Aries is always going to be direct about something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Direct is a great word. Absolutely. Yeah.
Which again can come across as angry, but it's really just, no, this is the most efficient way for me to move forward and to find my inner balance, my inner peace.
Yeah. All right. Shall we get to our references?
Yeah.
We have our normal buddy over here are not normal. That's what do I say? How would I even say that?
Usual.
Our usual. Okay. Our usual buddy, Isabel M. Hickey. And I mean, we all know if you've been listening to our entire just Venus season that Isabel M. Hickey can tend to get sassy when there are signs, especially in detriment or in fall. And I think that it's important to remember that we always have very positive qualities along with these placements. But in the like, traditional way, because it's in detriment, I think that that's so much what like more old school traditional astrologers really focused on. But the first thing that Isabel M. Hickey came out with was this is a Venus in detriment, and it's here for self-satisfaction. And she also said that this Venus is apt to love herself through her loved ones, which I found to be interesting. And that's kind of like what you were saying about the, you know, that Virgo energy being of service can really actually be great for the Aries energy that needs to feel that worthiness from their partner. Yeah. And so I thought it was very like interestingly worded with this Venus is apt to love herself through her loved ones. And there's almost something about when you see me this way, then I can see me that way.
Yeah, exactly. There's sort of an element of like, what is your perspective of me that Aries and I think Leo have in common, where it's like, I am the main character. Both Aries and Leo are very self, very focused on the self and how they're coming across and what other people think of them, in some ways. And in other ways, Aries is like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm just going to be myself. Kind of depends where, you know, you fall on the spectrum with Aries placements. But I think absolutely, like, if you see that someone is showering you with affection and love and hyping you up, especially, which is a great Aries. I mean, listen to the beginning of this episode. The hype was real and it lit me up. Like, I think then Aries can really see themselves and feel accomplished in having proven themselves to others.
This was one that I really then related to that whole sign Venus in the first house is apt to love herself through her loved ones. I think that that's something with my husband that, you know, he's just amazing at when I see, you know, how he loves me. And when he, everybody wants to, you know, I assume that's a blanket statement. Everybody wants their partner to, you know, show them love. But I really have such a, you know, that's a big light bulb moment for me when it comes to self-love, when I'm able to see it through the lens of my partner. So that I just really liked the way that that was put there.
Yeah.
This brought me back to the physical body because she continues to say that they have a tendency to touchiness and easily offended. I was like, are we talking about touchiness? Or are we talking about, you know, you're kind of, you know, offended by things?
But yeah, I think the easy triggers, like Aries is because it's always like sort of on in the back of the mind thinking like, okay, how am I coming off? How am I proving myself? Am I still coming across as like, I got my shit together and I know who I am and I'm presenting as such whenever they tend to project, you know, like Aries is connected to the toddler stage and the toddler is always projecting like their emotions onto situations or taking things quite personally, thinking that things have to do with their sense of, you know, their identity with who they are at their core. And so if something seems like it's threatening their sense of self, then yeah, they're easily offended. They take things very personally.
I can definitely relate to that when it's something like of value, especially.
Yeah, it's something you know, that you find really like, important, whew, aka you.
It's that, like, yeah, yeah. And that spark, though, with that Aries spark, it's quick. And so they're quick to be offended, but they're quick to do the next thing.
Yeah,
know?
Be
they're,
like, oh, I forgot about quick, that. Yeah.
Quick reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she wrote, apt to be inconsiderate of others without realizing it. And I think that this just plays to the idea of, you know, or maybe demonstrates the whole idea of Aries being a very independent, like ego-related sign, like you were talking about with Aries and Leo. And, you know, if they're focusing on themselves, that there could be, you know, unintentional offending of other people or it being inconsiderate of other people. And there is a difference to the person who was, you know, felt offended. There might not be a difference, but the act in which it went about, I don't see Aries as being an intentionally inconsiderate energy, but it's more that, you know, I was so wrapped up in my own vibe that I didn't even think about anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, why aren't we all just focusing on ourselves? But if the whole world were Aries, it wouldn't work. Like, we need collaboration and cooperation between people, but we also need Aries in the world sprinkled throughout to help get ideas moving and to push people. I feel like that's something that the Aries placements that I know, and also myself, that's sort of a role that we take on, is like pushing someone to put themselves first in certain situations. And Aries can be inconsiderate of others, absolutely, because it's so focused on its own self.
Yeah, exactly. And we also have here, springing into activity with ardor and enthusiasm, but not a sustaining and nurturing kind of caring.
Yeah.
And so, okay, like, springing into activity, Aries is fuck, you know, we're just springing into it. And enthusiastically, that is a word that we definitely need to put here too. There's such an enthusiasm, and there's a difference between warmth and enthusiasm, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can be really,
Aries is hot, not warm.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
You know, not
Aries is just hot, you know? It's not a warm, affectionate placement for Venus, but it is a very passionate and, you know, when Venus and Aries has committed to their person or in their relationships, they do things for them quickly and efficiently as though their partner is an extension of them. There is a dedication. Once that commitment has been made, there is a dedication as, okay, I have agreed that you are a part of me now. So again, as long as it's associated with, oh, okay, so you're just another one of me. Okay, great. Then I find you extremely important, you know, like, and I will do things for you kind of thing. But it is kind of interesting, like, in comparison to Capricorn energy, it's providing for, it's taking care of someone rather than being taking care of someone in a very human and like tangible way, not in an emotional and empathic way.
Yeah, that, you know, sustaining and nurturing kind of caring, like you said before, like, it takes all kinds. You know, that's just not the role that Aries Venus is coming with. They're not going to be the nurturing, caring Venus. We have other Venuses for that. This is going to be the fiery, enthusiastic spark. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what that Venus in Aries is bringing.
And I think that Venus in Aries will also take care of someone in, like, hey, what's your creative outlet? Let's do that together. Like, let's do something. They like to be active with their people.
Yeah. I love the being active with their creativity. What a great, you know, I'm just thinking of, I have a family member who has this placement and also has so many Pisces placements. And so, like, that creativity coming from the Pisces energy already, but then the Venus in Aries, it's like, let's take action. Let's be active when it comes to creativity, which is such a cool, you know, often, like, Aries and Pisces are such different energies, but what a great support, or, you know, what a great, you know, fire starter to that creativity when you have that active creativity.
Oh my gosh, a fire starter is Aries, because it's like, we don't need to do all the work. We have this very efficient tool that will do it for us.
Also, it's like the kind of like explosives where we're here for a good time, not a long time, you know, like, it's like pew 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 pew, okay. Burnt out.
Yeah, a life of passion, not a long life. Oh, but also there could be a long life of passion. I didn't want it. Didn't mean for any Venus and Aries out there to be like, wait, what the fuck?
No, but like, in a way that Taurus is here for the long game.
Yeah.
Aries is here for like this moment right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then finishing off these notes, we have strong passion and aggression and being impulsive and restless. Mm-hmm. So that just goes along with everything that we have already said. The passion, I think it's really funny how, you know, for non-Aries placements, observing Aries placements in action feels like an aggressive argument. Yeah. And the Aries placements in action are like, this is me being me and I'm living my best life. And there was no hard feelings there at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think that, like, if your partner is a Venus in Aries and they don't express their anger at you, there's almost this, like, having given up energy. If they don't express to you that they are frustrated, because it is so fleeting, when an Aries is angry, it's like, yeah, I'm just going to get this out of me. And then that way I'm not holding on to it anymore. And like, that's the most direct way to move through anger is to just like express it. And if your Venus and Aries partner is not expressing that anger, there's almost like it's more efficient to just swallow it up than to actually just let somebody recognize that I'm angry in this moment. Like, there's a lack of connection there.
That's a great point, because, and that's also something to keep in mind for, you know, a good energy that could vibe well with a Venus and Aries partner, because as opposed to not being offended by that, mm-hmm. recognizing that when I feel something and I need to express, you know, what I'm not feeling good about, I need to just like get it out there. That is actually a means of caring, mm-hmm. as opposed to, and like, that's not to say like accept meanness.
Yeah, no,
or, you know,
of course. If
is,
it's
like,
obviously abusive in any way, like, no, that's not like, that's just the way they love you. Like, no.
Oh my gosh.
Hard
it's
boundary.
Just they're an Aries Venus. Yeah. Accept it. No,
that's a little
no.
Toxic.
Like, that's not what we're saying. Yeah. Yes. Do this in a healthy way, not in a toxic way, but it is good to know, like, which there's so much, you know, fiery energy that just lives for that, you know, combativeness, or even airy energy that's here for the banter. Mm-hmm. So that feels like it could, you know, and there's, it doesn't have to be that Venus placement. It's just the energies that could complement it well, or even like Mimi said, that the other signs that technically have nothing in common, like Virgo, which is a mutable earth, and then we've got Aries, which is cardinal fire. Sometimes they're just natural ways of being.
Just think about
really
like that mutable earth of Virgo that's like, okay, they're just gonna do their thing and I'm gonna continue doing my thing, and like let them do that, because it's not a comment on me kind of thing. Like, I just know that vibe so well, because I'm just like, you're like, god damn, the dishwasher, the spoons didn't get cleaned all the way, and then Mitch is like, just let her say it. Whatever, this isn't my fault. So I followed the system.
Amazing.
I know I did what was right, etc. So yeah, that sense of, those are the little angry moments of like, yeah, just with, I feel like one sign that would really struggle with this is Pisces. Like, if somebody with heavy Pisces placements is in a relationship with Venus and Aries, not that it won't work, but that there's a little bit of that hill to overcome in recognizing, like, oh, I don't have to carry this anger myself. I don't have to absorb it as a means of caring for them and then carry it around with me throughout the world. Like, there's a need to just let it bounce off of you, and you to recognize, like, oh, I recognize you're angry, and that's it. We don't have to have a whole discussion about it.
Yeah, not taking it on, because it's going to be there, like, you know, it's a starter, and you're going to start a million different things. You're going to start a million different commentary, a million different ideas, create whatever it is. And if, you know, the people in your life hold on to all of those as law, you know, then it can become a lot, because it's a constant spark. And it's good to understand that, you know, that is just in the nature. That's the nature of the beast. You know, that's the nature of Aries Venus.
Yeah. Speaking of spark, let's get into Alice Sparkly Cat.
I know. So Alice Sparkly Cat with a K. We had, like, I will say, because we always use her as a reference, and this was one of the longest references that I saw. And I pulled, like, not even a quarter of it to share here. Like, it was a very long reference. So, but with really great insights. So I'll start it off. We have Venus in Aries is a contradictory Venus. It's a Venus that, when things feel too deep, tries to draw away and make light of the moment. It's a Venus that, when things feel too skimmed through, tries to push everyone's head underwater.
It is. It's so the devil's advocate in that way. It's like, oh, you believe this? I'm going to dare you to believe the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The next quote here from Alice Sparkly Cat is, Venus in Aries is that annoying urge to push your best friend, who happens to be very scared of the water, straight into the pool. Wow, that's a personal attack, because I'm terrified of going underwater. It's sometimes the mischievousness of doing all kinds of things in an attempt to get someone who won't look your way to trip over their own 2 feet just to get a second glance at you. It's often the urge to flee when too many people expect to come out and do this thing right now.
There's some sort of, like, you know, well, I'm doing it my way.
Yeah.
to it. Like,
yeah.
And I don't normally put Aries as the unexpected sign, but there's something about the ego there. Oh, well, everybody thought that I was going to do this. Yeah. So I'm going to do the opposite of that. And it's like, what? We just practiced this five times and you just did the exact, what?
You always want to make an impression. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So this is a Venus that doesn't like to be told what to do. You simply cannot tell an Aries Venus what to do. Loving a Venus in Aries is about loving someone who can't be told what to do. And
she really formed the same sentence three times.
Yep.
Just to get the point across.
We really need to reiterate this statement here.
Yes, that threatens their sense of autonomy for sure. Exactly. This is a Venus that hunts. However, Venus in Aries, being a Venus in detriment, is often a Venus that doesn't know what the hell it is doing. All right, that's a little harsh there. I mean, I feel like those two sentences are just, there was no segue between those two. I think Venus in Aries is absolutely one that hunts, like, especially in a romantic sense. It's one who seeks out, like, the best partner and then goes after them and makes that first move. And I think Shore doesn't know what the hell they're doing, but there's a sense of confidence about the way that they're doing it anyway. Because
there is definitely a sense of confidence. Yeah. There was a lot more to that paragraph that kind of went into a little bit more of the hunting analogy.
Uh-huh.
But it was like the kind of vibe being they're hunting, but since they don't know what they're doing, is it efficient in how they're hunting? Because mm-hmm. a lot of hunting can be kind of waiting and stalking the prey, but this is like, I'm on the hunt and I'm ambushing.
Yeah,
so there is not necessarily I have a desire to hunt, but I also, like, it's an impatient energy. Like, I don't have the patience to wait around. Like, I'm here now and I'm going after it, which, like you said, comes along with that really just amazing Aries confidence.
It's really interesting to think about Venus in Aries compared to, like, all the different suns that it can have. So basically the sun can be in Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, or Gemini, and you still have a Venus in Aries. Because I think that, like, if you have your sun in Pisces and a Venus in Aries, you have to pick your battles. If you have your Aquarius sun and Venus in Aries, you don't have to pick your battles because you're going to be confident in the battles that you always have. But speaking as someone who has, like, Pisces and Aries placements, I keep probably like 60% of my opinions to myself because they're instant reactions. And I know that if I express them in a way that is contradictory because they are Aries-like, that my Pisces is going to feel overwhelmed by having rocked the boat and by having, contradicted somebody and maybe potentially hurting somebody's feelings or being inconsiderate to others. So I think that Venus and Aries in relationships, it's really important to pick your battles and know what is like really coming down to a sense of self that can be condensed down instead of thinking of absolutely everything as an extension of your identity, to really see what the core values are and only speak those opinions when they affect those core values, rather than speaking mm-hmm. your opinion on everything because it affects one small belief you have. Really learning, like, you don't have to be the devil's advocate in every situation just to challenge, just to have that tension, because other people aren't always fascinated by that tension or by that contradiction.
That's really good, perspective. And how it doesn't mean you have to change who you are. It doesn't mean you have to not have those thoughts. But the wisdom that comes with it is learning when and where, you know?
Yeah,
when,
time and place.
That's the moment. Exactly. Yeah. So we also have that there is no games with a Venus in Aries. There's barely any flirting. There's no lengthy pursuit. There's point A and point B. Aries Venus cares about the distance between these two points and why they have not made you fall in love with them yet.
Yep.
I like all of that, but also I don't know that I fully agree with there's no games, barely any flirting, because I just think that it's not traditional games or flirting.
Right.
I think that, you know, like if you're having like, if basically a devil's advocate, if you're having like a, you know, argument with a Venus in Aries, that is flirting for Venus in Aries.
They're like, wow, what fun conversation we're having.
yeah. But I love the idea of point A, point B, how fast can I get there? Why haven't you fallen in love with me yet?
But I will say, I do think that Venus in Aries is actually a pretty flirtatious sign, because its goal is not to be in a very committed relationship. It likes to have autonomy and independence, but it likes to feel inspired by its relationships, and also loves to see when somebody is clearly interested in them, even if they are not interested in that person. So there is like a flirtatious element to Venus in Aries.
I think so, too.
The most frustrating thing about Venus in Aries, according to Alice Barkley Cat, is that they'll sometimes ask you what you like, only to inform you quite plainly that they prefer something different. This doesn't disturb them. They don't mind having different preferences. Rather, it stimulates them. Yeah, very well said.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. And lastly, loving Venus in Aries is about loving difference. It's about loving acceptance, because Venus in Aries believes that acceptance is important, not when you are the same, but when you are different. Mm. When Venus in Aries loves you, they expect you to love yourself as hard and relentlessly as possible. That's the expectation of Venus in Aries.
Yes. Oof. That's a major thing that I think Aries placements get triggered by, is when somebody else swallows themselves up or diminishes their own sense of self-worth. And a Venus in Aries wants to hype others up. It also, I mean, a Venus in Aries, depending on where they are in their journey, won't hype other people up until they feel like they have been aptly hyped, you know, like they need to feel like they got their applause and have been seen and validated and have proven their worth before going to others. Like when a Venus in Aries is applauding you, it's because they really believe in it and they're secure enough in themselves to applaud somebody else.
You know, this is another thing that I can relate to, just thinking about, you know, a conversation that you and I have had and how we kind of came to the realization that I was like very aggressive in my love for other people.
Yeah.
And how I'm like, you're the best. Why don't you think that about you? You need to see how awesome you are.
Yeah. And it's not like a warm, nurturing, like, oh, honey, like you're so good at blah. You're like, I fucking love you. You're amazing. Yeah. You should see it. You suck if you don't.
Okay, well, like, without that last statement.
Right, that was me thrown in there.
That was the Aries sun.
That was. Saying. If that was too intense for you as a listener, that's Aries energy.
Yeah, there you go. Which, luckily, my Sagittarius can match and appreciate.
Yeah.
Well, that was our Alice Barkley Cat reference, and I'm really excited to hear some of our questionnaire info that listeners have provided, because they are the true source, you know?
Yes. Okay, so as for the questionnaire, we've asked a couple of, we've asked everybody, basically, and the questionnaire is in our bio on Instagram if you want to find it, a couple of questions and got their responses, and these were the top ones. I feel like purred happily. The relationship values, the most important things to Venus and Aries when it comes to their relationships, top answers are honesty and reliability.
Ooh.
Isn't that interesting?
Honesty, like, fits so well for me. Yes. Like, be direct.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, that's something, like, I know we always peg Sag as the sign of honesty and truth, but Aries, like, I think of how I cannot lie, because then that means I have an indirect way of reaching information that I have told others. I need to know that I have said everything that is the most direct truth, so that then I can be really efficient later on when I'm trying to remember what I've told somebody.
I was going to say efficiency is the word that comes up here for me, especially like if we're thinking of this in the, you know, Venus and values, like I don't want to have to spend any extra time than what is necessary to get any of this information. Like if you tell me the truth, then I know it, then we're good.
Yeah. I was just going to say voice memos, but that's more Mercury stuff. But I was like, yeah, a Sag situation is given like long ass voice memos, and an Aries situation is giving like a 30-second recap of a story that like a Sag could have made 16 minutes long.
Are you calling me out on purpose there?
Is it calling you out, or is it just the truth? I don't know.
It is both.
What a bitchy thing that was. Oh my god, I'm so bitchy.
But like I was gonna say, like with the difference between the Sagittarius and Aries honesty is that like the Aries honesty is like, I need direct so that I can do what I want to do and make sure it gets done, and it gets done quickly. And Sagittarius honesty is like really coming from a place of finding the truth and connecting to a personal truth and making sure the truth sees the light, and it doesn't have to be as efficient, because that is a mutable fire energy. Whereas this is a cardinal fire energy. And so We don't need the whole story. We need the spark notes. Oh my God, literally spark notes.
Aries. Ugh, I love spark notes back in its day. All right. So as for love language, what is the top love language for Venus and Aries? We actually have just like a they're all tied basically. I just wanted to speculate what you think a love language for Aries would be.
Ooh, okay. So love language between like quality time, like that, like physical touch. Or is that what you mean?
Yeah, like which ones do you, like how do you think of Venus and Aries as loving someone? And how do you think of Venus and Aries wants to be loved when it comes to those love languages?
I think that words of affirmation, because I think they really appreciate the hype.
Yes.
I think that physical touch, I wouldn't even necessarily put acts of service, because I think that I think they could show love in that way because they did it already. You know, like they took care of it, but I think that they would really want to be hyped up. And I think that, you know, there, something about the physical touch just really makes me feel like that whole Aries embodiment. Like, yeah. And yeah, but then the other ones would be quality time and gifts, and those don't really, as I'm just thinking of the five love languages, you know,
right? Yeah,
those don't speak to me in the same way. So I would probably put it on, yeah, maybe the words of affirmation and the physical touch.
Yeah, I like words of affirmation for sure. I was gonna say they like to give love via touch, but also Aries is not a very intimate sign, so if they're not in the mood to be touched and for their like sphere to be, their bubble to
agreed.
Be
agreed, like, such a good point.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want to feel closeness sometimes, so we really like that words of affirmation. And I think that goes up to like, yeah, hyping somebody else and making them feel good about themselves. And then receiving love, I actually feel like acts of service, just like having experienced that, and it's those all it, because it improves the efficiency. It means, wow, I didn't have to do this. You did this for me. It's also telling me that you thought I was worth spending that time because you think I'm worthy and like feeling seen in that way.
Also, Aries is really that, you know, since it's such a starter, I'm just thinking of acts of service, like can often show up in like a, you know, I took the trash out, I vacuumed, I, you know, did the dishes. And it's such a starter energy that the follow through like that leads into the territory of boring. And we don't want to live in the boring territory. Right. And so if somebody was to, through acts of service, take care of a lot of the mundane stuff, I think that would really be, you know, a way in which an Aries Venus felt loved.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then as for how they handle their finances, we're definitely leaning more impulsive, which makes sense for Aries. You know, if they see something they love, they're just going to go for it. They want to spend that money. What they're most likely to splurge on, we've got some interesting answers here. Definitely, like, top answer is travel, which I thought was interesting. They're zipping around and, I don't know, just having fun, getting stimulated. But also we've got like skincare, Doc Martens, bags. There's such an expression through style.
Wait, I love Doc Martens. Well, it's that's
kind
such
of on point,
Aries.
Right? So on brand.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. that's like warrior shit. It's like, I want to look nice and express myself, but also any weather, you know, and also it's just such a, I don't know,
like staple
it's
piece.
Durable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their core values, top answers were honesty and kindness. I think that's just, again, I mean, kindness is always up there because you guys are amazing and like you guys all find compassion to be very important. Yeah. But again, honesty being something there that we'd already talked about with relationships. And then some other interesting answers that I just wanted to bring up was integrity. This is such an Aries term, right? Oh, like it's an Aries version of honesty. Also, common sense and determination, I find.
Wait, common that's sense. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. You could see an Aries just being so, or Aries Venus, but like, you know, just being so fucking enraged if somebody doesn't have common sense.
Yeah.
Because that would completely negate the efficiency. Mm. Like.
Oh my God.
If you could see Mimi's face right now.
Oh, yeah.
She's in pain just thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm in pain just thinking about it. Also, on the other side, though, we did have someone answer tolerance, which is interesting because I think maybe a Venus in Aries wants someone to be able to tolerate their anger and their reactivity.
Yeah. Being tolerant would be I could definitely see Aries Venus valuing that because there is such a, they're such a fiery and, you know, loud and just it out there energy, mm-hmm. that somebody who can tolerate that and accept it is great.
Yeah. Activities that get people feeling creative, the Venus and Aries feeling creative, is top answer is dance. I love that physicality, you know, like getting in the body and moving the body, getting that energy out. Some other answers that I really liked were journaling and psychotherapy. I mean, Aries has such a drive to know oneself or to like, or maybe not understand oneself in an emotional capacity, but just know like how you're.
Who am I?
Yeah. Who am I and what makes me me? And also someone answered this podcast, which love that. So thank you guys.
Oh, thank you.
What are they most likely to overindulge in? Top answer is weed.
Oh my God. Isn't that also our audience? I don't know.
And then also someone answered nothing, LOL. And I was like, all right, good for you. You're an elite one. And then aesthetic and style. I will say that this question with Venus and Aries has gotten the most write-ins, which is why I think that like your style as a Venus and Aries is so important to you, because it presents on the outside who you are discovering on the inside. So our top answers out of the ones that we have provided is structured / predictable and casual chill, because post-COVID fashion is a thing. But I mean, even more, we got so many more write-ins. Someone wrote romantic and bold and always colorful. Someone wrote vintage groovy. We've got simple chic. And then someone also wrote, honestly, it depends on my mood. One day I'm in a sundress. The next day I'm in all black. The next I'm rocking leggings and a mum bun. Other days I look prim and proper. There's no style I don't do.
I love that and can definitely relate to that.
It's like, who do you feel like today? What version of you? Yeah. And it's like, again, that need to stand out. Like if I want to feel a little preppy, I'm going to go real preppy. If I want to look a little grunge, I'm going to go super grunge.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at the bottom, I do have an option to give us any other notes that you think are relevant to your Venus and Aries. We got a couple people who put themselves out there. Someone said, my fear of routine and impulsivity and the need of passion and fun, which really touches on some of the topics we talked about.
Yeah.
Direct honesty, not influenced by others. Someone said, the chase is better than the catch. Definitely. That's that flirtatiousness.
Ooh, that feels Aries, Venus, yes.
Because once you catch, it's like, oh, so now this is it.
Yeah, it's not captivating anymore.
Yeah.
For that energy.
Yeah. And then lastly someone said wanting to be put first in relationships, which again is like, wanting to be adored and worshiped in a way.
Yeah.
So there you have it. That's the questionnaire. Number one.
Yeah. Well, we have just a couple of Aries Venus celebrities. We have George Clooney, Jennifer Aniston, Emily Blunt, and Audrey Hepburn and Gigi Hadid. I think that, you know, they have a very just, there's something simple and noticeable about their styles, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're very, like, they stand out.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got, like, Rihanna, Shakira, Mariah Carey, Jack Nicholson, Lady Gaga. I mean, come on.
Lady Gaga, exactly. Yeah.
Like, they really do stand out.
They are there, you know, even though they've all got like a variety of sun signs, I feel like they all have a very distinct, we know who you are.
Yeah. I mean, and we say that every time because obviously these are celebrities, but when you put them all in one room, like who's going to be the one that stands out the most? It's kind of even. They're all standing out. I also found one that's interesting is Sigmund Freud, because he built his legacy on the ego and exploring psychology and getting to know oneself or understanding oneself.
How curious.
Very curious. I like that. Also, just a little tip for anybody whose partner is Venus and Aries. If they're having a bad day, give them a head massage. Give them a scalp massage. Oh my gosh. Just rub their head or pet their head. That Venus and Aries that will stimulate them. Just that little act.
Oh my gosh, that also vibes with if we look at my Venus in the first house, because I'm like, that is when you're getting a haircut.
Oh my gosh.
That is like that is it.
I used to judge my mom. When I was a kid, I used to judge my mom for falling asleep at the hairdressers. And now I genuinely find myself like taking a little snooze when they wash my hair.
I'm like trying to actively enjoy it. I'm like, this is one of the only times that you like can really have somebody else wash your hair for you and like massage that so scalp.
We got one of those, so you know, those like little, whatever, you get them at the dollar stores or Walgreens or whatever. It's just those little wire scalp massagers.
Yes.
And every now and then when I'm on my computer or working or I'm kind of stressed or whatever, Mitch will come up behind me and just put it. Oh, my God. And I fall in love all over again.
Oh, I need to maybe look into that.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah. Well, this has been another great Venus episode. We'd love to hear from you if this is somebody in your life, if this is you, what you connected with. And just a reminder that you can find us over on Instagram at The Stars Made Me Podcast and over on Patreon, patreon.com/The Stars Made Me Do It. And
happy Aries season.
For our next Venus episode, happy Aries season. And Mimi, why did we talk about Aries Venus today?
Because I made me do it.
Okay.
The stars made us do it.